What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And our phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. And I believe we have Don Wiskin on the line. Don, are you there? Okay, apparently not. So let's do a couple of news stories while we're waiting for Don Wiskin to be brought online here.
Hello,
story coming
Michael.
On out of... Oh, there you are. Okay. A little delay there in getting you hooked up there. How you doing today?
I'm doing really well. They were hiding me.
They were hiding. How dare they? The crest.
I know.
The effrontery.
It's terrible.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Extendivite. And as I was telling my audience earlier, both Claire and I are using this product, and it does seem to be making a difference. And especially, Claire and I are not exactly young. And so we're having to be much more careful about our health. Again, Extendivite is really good at that because it's all natural and it's using ingredients that I know from some of my own research into older books on herbal healing have a long history of benefits to the human body. So is there anything new and developing regarding the story of Extendivite?
No, everything is going very well, Michael. People are very happy. Actually, just before the show, I was talking with an 83-year-old lady who, you know, she said, well, I started taking it, but I wasn't sure if it was going to do me any good. And then all of a sudden, I started feeling better. And that was just the first bottle, so she wants more. But that makes me feel good because she didn't want to get on the pills and stuff. You know, she had some problems and... I was, you know, really happy to hear that you know, because we have a lot of people in their 80s and 90s taking Extendivite.
One of the things that I find interesting are the number of doctors, Orthodox medical practitioners, who are now taking Extendivite, even though I'm sure they have to realize that this is basically using a product which represents a threat to the profits of the medical industrial complex.
Well, some doctors, they don't really care about the profits to the medical industry. They care about their patients, and those are real doctors. They're not MDs, they're RDs. So one doctor told me, I had a call maybe about a month and a half ago from a chelation doctor in the States, and he was ready to jump all over this. He bought a whole bunch for his clients because he knows that, you know, this has been working very, very well. He's seen the results in his patients, and one of his patients was taking it, and he said, well, bring me some information. I need to get a hold of this guy.
Okay. Let's talk about the product itself here. I'm sorry, I was distracted momentarily there. So what we have here is basically hawthorn leaf extract, garlic, which is blood purifier. And again, a lot of this stuff has a long history of being beneficial and used to treat human illness. And back then, they wouldn't know how it worked. They just knew through experience that it did. And some of this crossed over into folklore, like garlic is good for keeping vampires away. But people would discover that something had curative properties, and they would sort of mythologize it, like during the great plagues of Europe. They discovered that people who were using silver utensils didn't seem to get sick. And, of course, today we understand about nanosilver and its curative properties against bacteria and viruses. But back then, it was magic. They knew that it worked. They didn't know how it worked. And so it went from there to silver bullets and vampires and stuff. But when you cut through all the mythology and everything, you generally find there's a grain of truth in all of these. And so why don't you give us the list of the rest of the ingredients here?
Well, there is cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. And all of these herbs synergistically work together to help to clean out the arteries, get the blood flowing, boost your natural immune system, give you more energy, You've heard some of the commercials we have. I mean, people are getting up and doing things and thinking that, you know, surgery was the only way out, and they're doing just fine now. And that makes me feel really good. I've been at this for 18 years now, and nothing makes me feel better than somebody calling up and telling me how good they feel since they've been taking it.
And, of course, because it's all natural, there are no negative side effects. I mean, there's no little package insert printed in very fine type that you need a microscope to read that says, you know, all these horrible things might happen if you take the medication. I find it amazing in this country that people can actually watch these glitzy commercials for these patented synthetic medications on TV and hear the disclaimer at the very end of the adverse effects that can happen, even death, and yet they'll still go to their doctors and say, please give me a prescription for whatever it is being advertised. And it's important to remember that the United States is one of only three modern industrialized nations that allows the advertising of prescription medicines on TV. And I think that's a really lousy way to do that if you're concerned about the health of the patient, because in theory, the doctor does know best. But these days, doctors just have patients come on in and say, I saw this on TV and I want this. And the doctor will say, okay, we'll do that. Now, you were talking before about the difference between medical doctors and real doctors. Unfortunately, the way it's set up, I have a friend who's in the medical profession and mentioned that how hospitals, large hospitals, will judge their medical staff is based primarily on how much revenue they generate for the hospital. And so they're incentivizing these medical professionals to get you in the hospital, to get you on treatments, to get you on tests, to generate revenue. And often the patient's best interests are not given a high priority. Now, obviously, for small doctors at small practices, they're not having to deal with that, which is why I think people ought to try and find doctors and small practices for their family doctors. But the system really is becoming corrupt. And because of that, a lot of people are starting to really get very cautious about orthodox medicine. We ran a story the other day that revealed that the reason the annual flu vaccine is so ineffective is because the way it's manufactured actually mutates the flu virus. So when you get the vaccination, you're being vaccinated for the wrong strain of the flu, and that's why when the human flu comes around, you will get sick. Then we have all these other stories about various vaccine adjuvants that are bad for you. And it does seem like the modern Orthodox medical establishment is operating on the same moral level as the traveling Wild West medicine show, where they'll come on in to the middle of town, crank down the stage on the back of the brightly colored wagon, do a little show to attract a crowd, and then the pitch man will come on out and say, you know, out on the far end of the great plains, there's a scourge, and it is laying waste to the Native American tribes, and it's heading this way. And unless you buy this bottle of Dr. Mike's Whatsum, you are at risk. And so the people will buy the bottle of pepper oil or whatever actually in there, drink it, go home happy. The pitchman takes the money, skedaddles. And it often seems like we're back in that same kind of situation, where there's all this fear-mongering going on about all these diseases and things that are out there. And I think a good example, of course, is back in, I think it was 2009, they had this big scare about a coming flu pandemic that just boosted the sales of Tamiflu. And it was supposed to be this flu virus that was a splice between human, porcine, and avian flu strains, which is why I called it the when pigs fly flu. And as it turned out, it was actually less severe than the normal seasonal flu. So it's all about marketing and selling product, and not necessarily the health of the patient. And I do see a growing movement in this country where people are trying to take back control of their own health care and going back to natural treatments and just good nutrition, vitamins, and basically going with things that are found in nature because they're less likely to have negative consequences for us than these synthetic molecules that are invented in laboratories that we've never, ever been exposed to.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And, you know, people getting the vaccinations, they're getting thimerosal as the preservative in the vaccinations. And that thimerosal is a form of mercury. And that mercury never leaves your liver. It gets into your liver and it's stuck there, and it slows down the process of your body working to repair damages that's caused. And what the Extendivite does, just the garlic alone, has over 70 different sulfur compounds, but 30 of them slowly remove the mercury from the liver, and people start feeling better. We've noticed some people that start taking it, they have very grayish-looking skin, and within a few months, their skin is radiant and looking nice, because now their liver is starting to function better as we're slowly getting that mercury and other toxins out of their liver and allowing their liver to clean the blood as it's supposed to do. And also the garlic helps people from getting sick. So, you know, if you've been on, like catching a cold, if you've been on Extendivite for 4 or 5 months, the chances of you catching a cold are pretty slim. And if you do catch a cold, you don't get as sick as everybody else. You just get a runny nose and a cough, and it just, you know, it's annoying, but it doesn't cause you to have to go lay down for a couple of days and try and get better. So I haven't had a cold in years. Well, I've had colds, but I haven't been sick with a cold in years.
Well, let me ask you another question here, because recently we ran a story where apparently there is a newly discovered link between aluminum and autism, along with the mercury link, which is already documented. And again, aluminum is used as a vaccine adjuvant in concentrations that are much higher than exposure to aluminum outside the body is defined by the USDA or the FDA, where they say you can't be exposed to this much aluminum. And yet the vaccines contain much more of it. It's being injected directly into patients, and especially with this issue about combining vaccines, because there are now so many of these recommended vaccinations that the doctor's office will just put 4, 6, even 8 into a single syringe. And so you're getting all those adjuvants at one time that can cause a lot of damage. So is aluminum one of the materials that Extendivite can flush out of your system?
Absolutely. And aluminum is very, very dangerous. I mean, a lot of people are using pots and pans made of aluminum, and then they put some kind of a coating on them. And as you scrape the coating off cooking, you wind up getting aluminum. And aluminum is one of the leading causes of Alzheimer's. And they're also adding it to some municipal water systems to, I don't know what they're putting it in there for, but, you know, people are drinking aluminum. And I think this is, I think we need to really wake up, but I don't know if they, I think what's happening is there's way too many people on the earth, and they're just trying to find a way to lessen the numbers and maybe keep people from drawing their old age pension when they get old.
Well, maybe, although Alzheimer's patients can live a very long time and the cost of their care is excessive, but I think we could take a lesson from Flint, Michigan, where they made decisions regarding their water supply that were based entirely on economic necessity and really without consideration for the quality of the tap water. And that's become a major scandal all over the United States, where these water systems are deteriorating. We had a story the other day where analysts have taken a look and said that most of America is living with infrastructure that dates all the way back to the 1950s, and it hasn't been updated, it hasn't been maintained, it hasn't been repaired, and so we have toxic water coming out of the taps, we have bridges are collapsing, our roads are full of potholes and cracks, and we really are a failing empire. And unfortunately, when the machinery of government starts to break down like that, those components of the government that are supposed to be looking out for our health, they're not functioning either. And we have seen all these stories about how the FDA and USDA are continually being compromised by corporate interests, as a result of which we do have a lot of dangerous products out there on the market. And that, unfortunately, does include the medical industry. We ran an article just today where a new research study is saying that chemotherapy, when it attacks a tumor in the body, will actually cause live tumor cells to break off and flow in the blood to other parts of the body. In other words, the chemotherapy is leading to the metastasization of cancer. So, again, people are getting very, very concerned about the deplorable state of America's medical system. We've got the most expensive care on earth, but it's ranked somewhere like 32nd or 33rd in quality. And all of this goes back to Richard Nixon and the Health Maintenance Organization Act, which turned medical care from being a service into just another profit-making scam. And we've inherited the result of that. So people are going back to the old herbalist cures. They're going back to things that are found in nature. And that, of course, gets us back to Extendivite. So looking at the ingredients, I mean, I recognize a lot of these. Valerian, of course, is a natural tranquilizer. And it's a plant found in nature. And the pharmacies, the pharmaceutical companies, will actually take this natural plant and they'll change it around a little tiny bit so they can patent it, call it Valium, and sell it at a much, much higher cost. And again, it underscores the fact the goal here is profit, not necessarily the health of the people. But what do some of these others do? Cayenne, I understand, is a vasodilator that's going to open up the blood vessels and allow the blood to flow. But what do these other ingredients do?
Well, at heartdrop.com, I have frequently asked questions. Well, actually, no. I have the herbal descriptions. And, you know, we know that garlic has been used for thousands of years. It's been prized since the first records of civilization for its uses in treating wounds, infections, tumors, and intestinal parasites. And modern-day scientists in numerous clinical trials have concluded that garlic lowers cholesterol, lowers blood pressure, thins the blood, thus reducing your risk of heart and strokes, and heart attacks and strokes, and it fights bacteria like an antibiotic. And hawthorn, well, it's one of the most valuable medicinal herbs used in the treatment of congestive heart failure and circulatory disorders. European studies have shown that this botanical increases blood flow to the heart and brain, protects the heart from irregular heartbeats, enhances the strength of the heart's contractions, and mildly lowers blood pressure. And compounds in hawthorn can help protect the heart against oxygen deprivation, a condition that often leads to angina, a disease marked by intense chest pain. And also in Germany, the German commissionee have approved hawthorn for as a heart tonic, and that it works. And a lot of our information comes from the European study of herbs. So, you know, this product was actually originally made by an old guy who worked in or studied in Germany, natural medicines, came to Canada and made this product back in 2001 for us. And, you know, it's all based on the history of the herbs and how they've worked in the past. And even milk thistle, you know, most people know it as a weed that grows out in your farmer's field. But, you know, it has all kinds of antiviral, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. It's also a liver rejuvenator. There are people that take milk thistle pills because if they're going to go out and, say, drink too much alcohol, the alcohol poisons your liver, and that's how you get impaired. This helps protect the liver from the poisons of alcohol as well. So, you know, it's a very well thought out formula, and, you know, it works very, very well. All of these herbs are required. Even the valerian is used mostly to calm you while the other herbs go to work. I know that my mom, before she passed away, she was having a lot of anxiety, and, you know, she was 78 when she passed away, but she went to see her doctor, and the doctor sent her to a psychologist and a psychologist or psychiatrist, I should say, and he put her on. What do you call those antidepressants? And read on the label. Yeah, and read on the label. It says not to be given to people over 60, but there she was, 77, 78, and one of the side effects is strokes and heart attacks, and she had a stroke.
Yeah. Those antidepressants are just, they're horrible, and for a variety of reasons. I mean, some people are driven to suicide by them. Anyway, Don, we got to take a short break for commercials, and we'll be back with Don Wiskin and Extendivite, and we're already getting emails in asking questions, so stay tuned.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Don Wiskin of Extendivite. And I got an email here asking a very simple, reasonable question. What's the shelf life of Extendivite? When you buy a bottle, how long can you store it? I mean, presumably you're going to be taking the pills and you'll finish the bottle before its X date is up. I have a bottle here, of course. This is from the very first time I started taking Extendivite. So its expiration is actually next month, but I just use this as a prop for the BAM user TV feed. So what's the shelf life? Don, are you there? Okay. We've lost Don. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
Yes. And
okay.
Our product actually has a 5-year expiry date on it, but the tincture, I mean, you could bury it and pick it up and it would smell bad, but you could still use it, but because, you know, the alcohol preserves it forever. The capsules has a 5-year date on it as well, and we guarantee that at that 5-year date, it still has between 1.8 to 2% Videxin from the Hawthorne still active in it. So it's there's no fillers, there's nothing else in it. It's just herbs, except for the except for the liquid, it has an alcohol base. So people are trying to call me, and Babs isn't here, so I can't take the phone.
Well, would you like to finish up so you can take your phone calls here? Because we're almost at the bottom of the half hour. And
sure.
Where do people go to learn more about your product and to place orders?
Well, heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. There's a link at What Really Happened. You can order it off our website. Also on our website, we have links to Amazon. Amazon is, this time of the year, you're probably best to go to Amazon because you're going to get the shipping faster. We're right in the middle of the Christmas season. So when I say it could be 5 to 15 business days being mailed from Canada, Amazon is a lot faster. But yeah, heartdrop.com, and everything that you want to know is right there, including our toll-free number.
Let me ask you one more question here before I let you go. Obviously, Claire and I, and a lot of other health-conscious people, we do business with these large health food chains like Down to Earth or GCN, probably not so much Whole Foods now that they've been acquired. But is there anything preventing you from approaching some of these large chains to distribute here in the United States of America so we could just walk in off the street and buy the product?
Well, I have a bunch of health food stores in Canada, but in the States, what happens is you're sometimes best to go to some distribution company that's already dealing with all of these health food stores, because some of them say, well, you know, I'd like to deal with, you know, ABC company because it all comes on one bill. We've approached a lot of stores and, you know, we're just not getting any real headway. But what I've decided to come up with is we have customer list, and we have customers all over the U.S. So pick the area where we have the most customers. Try and get a local health food store to start with it, and, you know, start directing people towards that health food store. That's about the only way we're going to do it. But right now, Amazon and heartdrop.com is one of the basic ways that most people get it. And, you know, they just call and talk with Babs or myself, and everybody's happy.
All right, and once again, that's heartdrop.com, and the product is Extendivite. They've been a supporter of Republic Broadcasting and What Really Happened for a very long time, for which we are very grateful. And it is a good product, and like I said, Claire and I both use it, and it does seem to be helping us deal with the fact that we're not young anymore. We're getting old, and we have old people issues to deal with. But Don, once again, thank you for spending some time with us. And we'll have you back again in the very, very near future, because it is a good product. And if there's one thing I like to do as a radio host and a blogger is actually advertise a product I can truly get behind and believe in. And this is definitely one of those.
I appreciate that, Michael. And I've been taking it myself for the last 18 years that I've been in business. And I swear by it. I don't miss a day. And it's all because it just makes me feel good.
All right. Well, that's a good recommendation right there. And thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. We're coming up on another commercial break. And when we come on back, we're going to be dealing with some economic news, some other little bits and pieces left over from the talking points. Meanwhile, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I urge you to call on in and help fill in the last half hour of our program today. Meanwhile, getting on down to human-caused global warming. One of the mainstays of the global warming propaganda was this claim that Greenland was going to lose all of their snow and ice in 20 years. This was made by one of the founders of Greenpeace going on 19 years ago. And he got called on it and ultimately admitted on TV that, yeah, they were just making these catastrophic predictions to scare people into supporting their agenda. Little dose of reality after we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about human-caused global warming. And as I mentioned before the break, one of the mainstays of the global warming hysteria was the claim made by one of the founders of Greenpeace that Greenland was going to lose all of its snow and ice in just 20 years. That was 19 years ago. And, of course, Greenland does still have its snow and ice. And this individual was basically cornered during a TV interview about the prediction and basically came on out and said, well, we have to say these extreme things so people will be basically more willing to support the agenda. In other words, it's scare tactics. The world is coming to an end. You are to blame, and we offer to sell you a solution. The reality is that Greenland temperatures have been declining for a century, and that's the reality. Now, over in Great Britain, they're heading into another brutal winter, and it's complicated by the fact that one of the North Sea oil pipelines has had to be shut down for repairs, and oil and gas prices are already going up. Now, remember, the British government has been pushing the idea of 100% renewable energy. There's only one problem with that, and it's actually being illustrated right now in Great Britain, because it's heavily overcast over much of the country, and there's very little wind, which means the wind and solar power has collapsed. Right now, after all that investment, wind and solar are producing only 3% of Britain's energy. And that shows how short-sighted some of this green energy thinking was. The idea that this was all going to work because the sun was always going to shine and the wind was always going to blow. Where all of these systems are breaking down is the large scale storage of energy still has not been achieved. And we actually have a wind farm here on Oahu, and when the wind is blowing too hard, they actually have to shut it down for apparently some structural deficiencies. But even when it's blowing, if it's producing more electricity than the island needs, there's no place to put it. So that when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing, you have to go back to the more conventional forms of power. Now then, let's go ahead and take ourselves a phone call. We're going to talk to Joe in Rhode Island. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you, Mike?
I'm fine.
Mike, yes. I know that you're from Hawaii, you say?
I'm in Hawaii. I'm originally from New Hampshire.
I see. Have you ever heard of anything called the Bermuda, not the Bermuda, the Polynesian Triangle?
Yeah, I've heard of it in connection with the Bermuda Triangle, where supposedly there are these regions around the world's oceans where there are mysterious disappearances. And I know that there have been a lot of spectacular cases in the Bermuda Triangle, but sometimes people tend to focus on an area as unlucky, and there are dangerous areas of the ocean. But looking at a map of shipping disasters, you find they're actually much more evenly distributed than you might want to think. Why do you ask?
Well, no, in my studies over the years, it brought me to the Polynesian Triangle and the sacred tablets that the chieftains, the 32 chieftains of that area.
Okay. That's a different context than I was thinking.
Yes. Maybe someday we can get into depth on that one. But I just did have a couple other quick questions for you, Mike, just that maybe you could confirm this for me. The border of Alaska, is there a Russian installation, and what is it there for?
To the best of my knowledge, there are no current Russian installations. Obviously, Russia at one point owned Alaska, and some of the remains are still there. We actually have the remains of a Russian fort over on the island of Kauai. It's pretty much deteriorated, but I don't think Russia has an installation in Alaska at this particular moment.
Okay, and one other thing. Syria, is there a negotiated peace that's in place now, or is this still a foundation of peace that starts 14 feet off the ground?
There is no formal peace agreement. Supposedly there's going to be a meeting between Assad and the heads of the legitimate real opposition groups, as opposed to the ones that were manufactured to try and get Assad out of power. And Assad has indicated a willingness to bring them into the Syrian government. So that's the status of that. But effectively, ISIS and Al-Qaeda have been driven out of Syria, and for that matter, Iraq. And so there really is no more war there. I mean, there's some skirmishes that are going on and some near misses between the Russian and American aircraft, but that's about it.
So it's not really an official declaration of peace.
Well, I don't know how official it gets. I mean, you have people like Putin saying that basically the war is over. And I tend to agree. Now, if the U.S. is going to try and restart it again, that's another open issue. Because as I reported earlier in the show, the U.S. is trying to basically force their way into the discussions of what Syria is going to be following this war. And, of course, Syria's government does not want them there.
Okay, Mike, I'll let somebody else call in. Thanks a lot for your information.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. the bits and pieces here, too. Sexual allegations. This is a free-for-all. And it's so funny. I mean, it's sad, but it's funny. But I listen to corporate radios, you know, the AM shows in the morning on corporate radio, the networks, ABC, you know, CBS and stuff. And it's like all they can talk about. It's like they're on the outside looking in. And so nothing is safe to talk about without losing their audience. You know, if you say anything that's going to offend Trump supporters, they kind of lose all their callers, and they wind up having friends and people in politics that, if they can, to kind of come in and be a caller for them, so they'll have something to banter with. And it's so they're kind of, you know, this is giving them a wonderful opportunity. It suits the agenda for people to talk about other things besides what's important, because they're on the outside. Now, Sandusky, I heard, is going to be trying for a new trial. Did you hear about that?
Yes, we actually had. We had a guest on the show, or just earlier this week, who basically has written a couple of books about the Sandusky case and about false memory syndrome, and says, yeah, there is a basis for a new trial, because the entire case against Sandusky was people heard something that they jumped to a conclusion. There were no eyewitnesses accounts, and apparently the supposed victims were browbeaten into making these allegations. Again, nothing new there. We saw it all with the McMartin preschool, and you're right, it's another free-for-all, and the corporate media loves it because they have been losing their audience over their bad reporting. And now they've got something that's sexy and titillating, and people are going to tune on in and to wag their finger at these sexual abusers, or some of them are probably daydreaming and wishing that they had the kind of power and money it takes to be able to do that stuff themselves. So, it's working for the corporate media. And as you mentioned, corporate media's job is to keep us focused on, you know, the sexy stories, so we're not paying attention to the really important stuff. Two good examples from the past that I can mention, of course, was back in early 2001, the U.S. government was already informing other nations of a plan to invade Afghanistan in October of that year. And it was carried in BBC and Jane's Defense and all these other newspapers all around the world. Here in the United States, all we got was Gary Condit and Chandra Levy. You know, were they having an affair? Did he kill her? And that's why I call the process being conditized. And then again, when we had the Whitewater investigation, which was really getting dangerously close to that CIA gun and drug running out of Arkansas, they diverted and they went on over to Monica Lewinsky in her stained blue dress. And that's what they dangled in front of the American people, so they weren't thinking about the horrible specter of government-sanctioned drug smuggling into this country being sold to our kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to apologize. First of all, I couldn't remember where I heard the Sandusky thing, because there's two other stations I listen to on a regular basis. And so, yeah, I can't say I agree with this false memory thing, because I had some abuse as a child, and I do remember, and you do remember certain things. And, you know, you can't just write it off as false memory, I have to say. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So I didn't really.
Well, that's why I made the point of lost memories, not repressed memories, but memories that just get lost.
Okay.
But I'm in agreement with you that there are traumas that can basically erase themselves from your mind. And I'll give you one really good example. Claire and I went through the big Northridge earthquake. And we were very close to the epicenter. We lost about half of everything we had, including two very large graphics workstations, because I was running an animation business out of our home. And these were Silicon Graphics, big machines, not normally found in homes. And I remember vividly being awakened by the start of the quake. And you're just dealing with all the shaking and everything. And then my next memory is after the sun had come up, because the quake hit in the very early hours of the morning. The next memory I have is it's daylight. We're picking up the debris. We're trying to put the house back together. And Claire has told me that, you know, I got her out of our apartment building, and then I and some other people went back on in to make sure there weren't any trapped people. And I don't remember any of that.
I understand that because I have a similar incident, too. Yeah, it can happen. Yeah. It can happen both ways and for different reasons. And also, I won't go into that. I won't go into out-of-body stuff. Because you can be out of your body before an impact, like if you're falling from a plane or in a plane
crash. No, but it didn't work for me when I had a bad impact as a child here. Anyway, listen, we're running out of time, Sherry.
There's two other things, but I'll save them for another time, Mike.
Yeah, because we're running out of time, and I got a couple more callers and a couple more news things that I want to get to. So let's go to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You were talking about, renewable energy, as they call it. you forgot to mention these solar salt reactors. That actually concentrate. Well, some of them, you know, they use the parabolic mirrors to concentrate the sun into like a focal point in the center where it heats. It's basically heating salt and turning it into a liquid so that it can, once again, heat water, turn turbines, blah, blah, blah. You know, the same old, right?
Yeah, but that's still subject to the same problem as solar panels. If the sky is overcast, it doesn't work.
No, you're absolutely right. Obviously, they use these; they're best used in a desert environment. Where the state you live in, this is no good. I mean, it's too big. You know, it's a tough one. I'm wondering if did you ever see or hear that video of Tesla? Elon Musk is now putting out transport trucks, and it's Loblaws jumped right on it. They've ordered like a fleet of these things when they're when they're going to be ready in a couple of years. I don't know whether you're up on them.
Yeah, I'm up on that, and amazing. I think electric cars are a coming thing, especially now that in the concept car sense, there are now electric supercars that have the kind of performance gasoline cars have and some drivers want to buy. The problem is, again, where does that electricity come from that charges these electric vehicles? And so far, it's still primarily coming from petroleum-fired generating plants or nuclear reactors. The sad reality here in the United States is all of the available hydraulic generating capacity, dams, they've already been exploited. There are no more that we can build more hydroelectric dams across. So that basically has hit the plateau, and we can't get any more out of that particular resource. So what I really think people ought to be working on is more directed toward fusion reaction research and finding a new way to generate electricity that doesn't depend on the sun being out and the wind blowing, but doesn't have the downside of fission reactors. The problem is that fission reactors, uranium fission reactors, have been emphasized in this country because you can get bomb stuff out of them, which is why this country is trailing behind the rest of the world in thorium cycle reactors. But even thorium cycle reactors, I think, are less desirable than fusion reactors. And I know the Chinese and the Russians have achieved break-even with hot fusion reactors. And I understand that researchers are still looking into the phenomenon that was called cold fusion, even though they're starting to think it isn't really fusion. There's something else going on, but there is something else that's going on that yields more energy coming out of these little cells than is going on in. Again, we've seen how politics dominates research and commerce in this country, and there may be technologies out there that should be investigated, but if they are a commercial threat to the existing established order, they'll be discouraged and there won't be any funding for it. A good example, of course, is during the global warming hysteria. Plenty of money for scientists claiming to prove human-caused global warming and no funding at all for scientists saying that it should be re-examined.
Yep. In Ontario, half of Ontario Hydro One was sold to a private corporation. And now I talked to a bunch of people. It's harder to get a permit to put up solar panels. What an amazing coincidence, eh?
Well, we went through that here with Hawaiian Electric. I mean, when the push for solar first started, everybody was getting solar. There was a tax break. And then all of a sudden, the Hawaiian Electric Company said, we're losing money here because people are going solar. And then all of a sudden, it got really hard to get a permit to add solar to an existing structure. And
Mr.
a lot
Speaker,
of people who've gone into the business of installing solar panels were simply driven out of business. And so that's another good example about how the existing established companies will stifle innovation and development.
In very humbling matter.
Well, we're getting some cross
on Halloween
here, Mike.
Night after Vegas.
Mike, I know you have another caller. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna listen. Thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, all right. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another call and the end of our show.
I felt an adrenaline rush as a chill went up and down.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Back to the phones here. Kathleen in Paris, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was going to talk about the Zionists and the selling of what I call the Holocaust hoax, how it's been perpetrated on the whole world about First of all, does it matter what Trump says about where's the capital of Israel, if in fact Israel was stolen from the Palestinians? I mean, who is this Balfour guy that thought he had the right to give Palestine's land to the Zionists? Is that legal?
Well,
is anybody fighting the legality of that?
It's illegal. Now, as far as Balfour, at the time, Palestine was a British protectorate from which Balfour said, I have the right to make this promise. Now, Balfour did not actually give Israel part of Palestine. He simply declared it would be a good idea and something to be worked for. But Israel basically acquired the land in Palestine by force of invasion. So I think, is the ultimate illegality. Now, as far as Donald Trump is concerned, no, he does not have the authority under any law anywhere to give Jerusalem entirely to Israel. The United Nations has declared that Jerusalem is a shared city among the four major religions that have holy sites there. And East Jerusalem is supposed to belong to the Palestinians and the Muslims. And Palestine is willing to share. They want East Jerusalem for their capital, and Israel can have their part of Jerusalem as their capital, but Israel wants it all. But Trump's declaration was a big bluff, and apparently they were hoping that the rest of the world would just follow along like they did when Harry Truman recognized the State of Israel on stolen Palestinian land. So that did not work on out. And so it's a completely meaningless, empty, symbolic gesture that was done to make Netanyahu happy, AIPAC happy, Sheldon Adelson happy, and it has basically united the Muslim world in anger against the West, especially the United States of America.
Yeah. I see.
Okay.
I'm still angry about how the Zionist agenda has taken over even our language. The Holocaust, you can't even speak of the word. I mean, it was, I think, I don't know if it was invented, but certainly has been taken over to mean, what happened to the Jewish people during the war. And genocide, you almost can't use this word in any other context.
Let me make a comment because we're almost out of time here. What happened in World War II, even by the official sanctioned story, was not targeted only on the Jewish people. The Nazis were rounding up anybody that they didn't think met their requirements for race hygiene. Gypsies were in there. Gays were in there. The mentally ill. Anybody who didn't meet that Aryan ideal was put in there. Anyway, we got to let you go, Kathleen. And we're coming up here on the end of our program very, very soon. Yeah, there's the music. There we are. Anyway, stay tuned for John Stedmiller. He's got a lot of interesting information to share with you. And we will be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting. So, aloha, America.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.